What's up, guys? It's another episode. I'm recording today. Woo! About to just roll these out the floodgates. Now, yes. Now, let me properly introduce myself. Since this is a new thing I'm starting on, if you already probably heard this on my SoundCloud, if you did my SoundCloud. I don't think anybody from my SoundCloud will listen to this. But yes, my name is Demarius, and I work in a fucking grocery store. Now, I've been working here for a year, and it is absolutely terrible. I dislike it. I don't want to do it no more. Took a vacation, enjoyed the vacation, and I started focusing on things that I like and things I want to do for this year. That being said, yes, let me get more into what I do. I'm a cashier. Okay. First things first, why do people expect so much from a freaking cashier? Like, I don't understand. We got to know every freaking thing. I don't know when something's on sale until you scan it. Damn. It's like, definitely you have people come up here and just say stupid shit all the time. It's like, this price will be this. This price will be that. And people are so quick to get angry. It's like you go to a grocery store just to get angry. I was like, I bet they go in there with the mentality like, I'm gonna make a price right for me, all right? You know, I'm gonna get mad too if that price don't come up. I'm gonna try to get it for free. Yup. And motherfucking cashiers better get it right, okay? And yeah, that's just stupid stuff all the time. So people just get so quick to get angry. I don't understand. Why are you such an angry person? Why you want to come in a grocery store just to pick a fight? You must go to the grocery store to get some food, not to pick a freaking fight. You need to chill out, homie. God. And it's always like... I don't know. It's just people that just expect so much from us. We're supposed to know every freaking thing in a grocery store. I don't know what's on sale. Well, I just walk in, scan the shit, and be about your day. That's about it. Make sure I got good customer service. But other than that, no. And the stuff I have to go through with the front end. Oh my gosh. Y'all, they don't know how to schedule for a good goddamn, and I just be looking like, why? Why we don't have enough help in the front? Why we always short of cashiers? Why the freak we always gotta deal with the one supervisor that's supposed to be making the schedules or whatever? Why are you always messing up the schedule every week? I don't understand. Why is it so difficult to just schedule it? The thing is, she schedules around her convenience, and she's just stupid. I don't care about her. Fuck that shit. And oh my gosh, coupons. Alright. This is a thing. Why the hell you have so many coupons? It makes no sense. Why you come in here with a Bible stack coupon? You shouldn't be going through coupons for more than... I literally had 10-minute orders come through. You know, an order is supposed to take 2 minutes max. I mean, like, you scan and stuff. It's supposed to be like 2 minutes and you be about your day and whatever. I've seen some stretch out to about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, and just be like, oh my gosh. And then they have audacity to argue with you? Why are you trying to help them? You trying to get all the coupons in. And you just like in a state of, I don't know. I don't know why it's not going in. No, I'm not going to override it for you because it's probably fucking expired or something. You probably don't have the product, or you're just stupid and you just wanted to go through. And then they always think the manager is freaking going to do something. Most of the time, the manager, it will back you up. But you know what? After doing that for a couple months, you just be like, you know, screw it. I don't care no more. I don't freaking care. Let me just do it. Let me just get this person out of here. Just get out of my face. You know how many times I wanted to cuss out a customer? Because they want to come up to me and demand something. All the time. Every time. This has been the least stressful week I had in a while. Because I've been on vacation. Yes, I've been on vacation. And it's cool. I ain't have to deal with that for a week. Definitely is a week after Christmas or whatever, and I'm just chilling. I'm able to spend time on New Year's with my girlfriend and stuff like that. And so it's been a very easy week for me, right? So, yeah, that's what it's like to work as a cashier. And I don't care, no matter where you work in a store, the cashier will always have to take the BS of a customer. I don't understand customers. I don't want to. If you have a job in customer service, don't let that shit get to you. Because when you do, you have a tendency to bring that shit home. And you had a tendency to just get, like, fucking angry at everybody, and you just want to be quiet, you just want to go to sleep, you just want to be left alone. Okay? So, don't let these dumbass people get to you. Just chillax, take a breather, be patient as hell. That is a big thing. You just gotta be really, really freaking patient. God. Idiots I see every day. Oh. And another thing. Don't come in with a freaking boosted card. That shit is stupid. We can tell that you use a fake credit card that's not your account number. We can tell. Your card is scratched up and your ID is fake. It does not match. You look stupid as hell. You know that is a crime. Right? So, if you're one of my listeners and you do that, don't do that dumb shit. Because ultimately, it really pisses me off. Because you can sit there and take the time out, get somebody to scratch the numbers off on your card or whatever, put a fake card name on there or whatever. I don't know. And sit there and do that. Just make your own money. Don't take somebody else's money, fucking asshole. Gosh, that kind of stuff infuriates me. That stuff grinds my gears. And yeah, that's about what my life is about. Now I'm off to do things that I want to do. I'm using the internet. In 2016, it's very prosperous. So, to you, I say, this is an episode. I don't really have much else to say other than this was just an introduction of what I do on my daily life, and it sucks, okay? It sucks. All right, well, peace out, and y'all have a great year.